What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Just Effort Podcast. I'm Angelo, I'm your host, and today we're going to switch things up. Usually it's an interview or me kind of sharing my ideas, my thoughts, my stories. But today, and for those who really know me, know how much I enjoy to write. Sometimes more than I enjoy speaking and teaching. And I don't know what it is. Like when I get into that mood to write, for whatever reason, I'll pick up a pen or I'll open up my notes app and I'll just start writing. Honestly, it's kind of crazy. I can't really explain it, but there's no rhyme or reason. I'll just start typing on my phone or I'll just start writing or whatever. And the words just come out. I try to write as if I were speaking. So when you read the literature that I put out there, you're going to be like, okay, you can hear my voice. That's my intention, because I'm trying to tell a story and paint a picture for you and really bring you into my world as I created through my words. And today, I'm gonna share something I created last year in 2020. It's called The Process. I know it was a crazy year. And when I wrote this, again, I didn't really have a direction. I just started typing. And this is what came out of it. I want to share that with you. And just hint, this is actually a video. This is going to be on a video, I should say, that I'm putting together in the future. I want to, you know, put a high quality video together and really capture the emotion and the intention behind what I envision for the process. And I want to encourage you, as I read what I wrote, it's not super long or anything, so this is going to be a quick podcast. But when I read you what I wrote about the process, I want you to imagine, do your best to imagine and get into my mind, as if you're getting into my mind, what I was trying to capture and what picture and emotion I was trying to share with all of you. So I'm excited to put that video together. I don't want to say too much, because I want to give you guys room to imagine and use your own creativity to see what pops up for you. So you know what? Let's just get right into it. All right. So I'm going to open up my notes app, and here it is. It's called The Process. Get my reading voice ready. The Process. I love the process. The process loves me and shows me its love in various ways. I love the grind, I love the buildup, and I love the lessons that come from everything in between. From beginning to end, the process is an element most can't withstand, but that's just how the process shows its love. That fire isn't a pain. That fire is the process's way of showing its passions. When others perceive it as painful, I realize it's just an abundance of love. You respect the process. You lean in on its abundance of love. You learn its love language. You receive the process's gift. You don't go through the process, but rather you go with it and allow it to lead the way and guide us. The process is something we don't go through. It's something we go with. And in the end, we'll realize that the process was never a foe, but rather our best friend. Our friend that tells us what we need to hear, not what we want to hear. The one true friend that won't hold back the truth. And the one true friend who can see through the masks we put on ourselves. This is the process. Now, I'm curious. I wonder what you envisioned. What kind of images or scenery or emotions were you feeling as I wrote this? Send me an email. I will personally read each one of them and respond back. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Maybe it's something we can incorporate into the video. If it is something that I think will be a great idea, I would love to, you know, give you credit, or, you know, maybe even have you part of it. You know, I'm totally open for that too. But let me know what images, what thoughts, what emotions came into your mind as I read that. Maybe you have to go back and listen to it again. That's totally fine. Don't do it too much, because you're going to overdo it. If you have to listen to it again, rewind, listen to it one more time, and then write down your emotions and your whatever. But don't overdo it by listening to it too much and trying to get every nitty gritty detail. It's going to come out in production in a video or some kind of cool post. But let me know what thoughts and emotions went through your mind, because I would love to get some feedback. I appreciate you guys. Thank you. Have a great Friday. I'll see you guys next week.